Hi, I'm Aurora. Today we're going to relax and enjoy a deep, lank trance. All you'll need to do is focus on my voice and let me guide you into that feeling. You'll find it very easy to listen and follow along in your head. You'll find my words drifting across your mind and sinking into it. One thing that we're going to talk about is nothing. I don't mean for you to make your mind blank, of course. That comes later. I mean, what is nothing? If you could imagine what nothing is, what would it look like to you? Would it have a color? What color would you see? You could look at nothing. What shape would nothing be? Would it have a shape? How would you visualize it? What kind of texture would it have? What does nothing look like to you? I want you to try to imagine what nothing looks like. Could you touch it? Could you touch nothing? Of course not. But is it even possible to have nothing in your hand? There's always something in your hands, all over your body. What would it feel like to touch nothing? What would you experience on your fingers if you reached out a finger and touched nothing? Can you smell nothing? We're bombarded with smells all the time. Our sense of smell is the one most closely related to our sense of memory. So when we smell something, we re-experience a little bit of that memory. But what would nothing smell like? We tend to adjust to our surroundings very quickly. The presence of the scents around us tend to fade into the background of our consciousness so that we feel like we're smelling nothing. But we aren't. Our brains are just starting to ignore those sensations. Could your brain learn to ignore the smell of nothing? What would it smell like first, when you first experience it? Would it be sharp, sudden, startling maybe? Would you notice as your brain adjusts for it and makes that sensation slip under your conscious mind and fade into the background? What would nothing even sound like? Would you hear it? If you could actually stop hearing all the sounds around you and inside of you, your pulse, your breathing, the sounds of your mouth moving. If you could stop hearing all those sounds, what would that be like? Do you think you would still hear my voice overlaid on top of nothing? Would you let all of the sounds around you and inside of you fade into the background, except my voice? Would you let everything fade into nothingness, except my words? And then where do my words go? Do they bounce around inside your mind, echoing off of each other, sinking you deeper? Do they just sink down into your mind and push out all the thoughts inside? All of your thoughts get absorbed into nothing? How lovely would that feel to have your mind empty and filled with nothing? To feel all of the stress and your worries just fade away and be absorbed into nothing. You can drift along in that nothing feeling. It might be a good idea to try to sink a little bit deeper. A little deeper, a little further, more and more. That's right. You're doing so well. And more you listen, the deeper and deeper you slip. You sink for me. And you draw for me. Go deeper and deeper. That's perfect. All of your thoughts are empty. They've all been absorbed into that nothing. You let your body relax every muscle. Your mind is sinking. Your body can sink down and feel your furniture supporting you safely and comfortably. Letting the furniture hold the weight of your body deeper and deeper as your mind drifts. It drifts along with my words, further and further away, blank and empty, deeper and deeper. Good, you're doing so well. You can drift deeper if you like, if that's something that feels good. Drift more and more, drift deeper and deeper. That's so perfect. Just letting your mind go as far away or as far down. Just letting your mind go as far away or as far down, deeper into trance, as far as you like. And when you get to the spot that's perfect for you, we'll just stay here for a little while. It feels so good to drift into nothing. Drifting on nothing, drifting through nothing, just drifting and floating and sinking if you want. Good. You can keep going down more or drifting along, drifting into nothing. Drifting across nothing, drifting through nothing. There's nothing in your thoughts. There's nothing in your mind. That's right. That's so perfect. And if you think about nothing, then nothing becomes a thought. And a thought is something. You don't want to think about something. You want to think about nothing. And so the only way to think about nothing is to have no thoughts. Otherwise, like alchemy, you change nothing into something just by thinking about it. You don't want to do that. You want to embrace nothing and feel it embrace your mind. Feel it fill your mind with emptiness, blank. Go deep and blank. That's perfect. You're doing so well. In a few moments, you're going to start to wake up. You're going to be able to do it in your own time. You can let the nothingness drift and float in your mind as long as you like. You can just be blank and empty. Feel so good drifting and floating along. And when it's time for you to wake up, whenever you're ready for that, you'll find yourself drifting out of nothing, or maybe nothing will start to drift out of you, and it will start to give back all of the thoughts, all of the feelings, all of the sights and the sounds and the smells and even the tastes, all of the sensations that it took from you, all of the sensations that it held onto for you so that you could enjoy this beautiful, blank, deep trance. That's so perfect. Good. You can float along as long as you like. And if you'd rather just go straight into sleep, that's okay too. That's perfect. Good. If you're planning on going to sleep, I'd like you to take your headphones off. Now.